Penguin Audio presents Flirt by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. This one's for David and Wendy, friends who finally taught me the fine art of flirting. Thanks for the inspiration. For Jonathan, too, because he was there by my side when inspiration struck. He has taught me that to be happy with someone, first they must be my friend. Without that, there can be nothing else. Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive, and it is only by this meeting that a new world is born. Anais Nin. No one has it who isn't capable of genuinely liking others, at least at the actual moment of meeting and speaking. Charm is always genuine. It may be superficial, but it isn't false. P.D. James.
I want you to raise my wife from the dead, Miss Blake, Tony Bennington said, in a voice that matched the expensive suit and the flash of the Rolex on his right wrist. It probably meant he was a lefty. Not that his handedness mattered, but you learn to notice primary hands when people try to kill you on a semi-regular basis.
My condolences, I said automatically, because Bennington didn't display any grief.
His face was composed, almost blank, so that if he was handsome in that gray-haired, I'm over 50 but keep in good shape way, the lack of expression took all the fun out of it. Maybe the blankness was his way of showing grief, but his gray eyes were steady and cold as they met mine. It was either some steely control of grief.